Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate. Today we're going to talk about curating your own signature style and how to actually do that. This was a top episode from season one, so over five years ago, because we're in season six right now. And I wanted to bring it to you because, as I said, it was one of the top episodes, but I've also found that right now I have a bit more time to catch my breath. And I'm looking right now at my summer wardrobe and I'm thinking, this works well for me and my lifestyle now, and this works well, but this doesn't. And as I've been talking about on the podcast and the blog for a long time, investing has really paid off. Paying for quality items. I have so many clothing items that I wear for a very long time and they always look great. But it is initially hard to spend that significant amount of money up front, but it's that you're buying fewer of those items gradually, and your wardrobe really ultimately pays off, and you enjoy it because you feel good and confident without having to go constantly shopping all the time. So today's episode, I'm going to share with you seven components of building a signature style. Just recently, I came across some linen dresses. I love linen in the summer. I'm a fan of this fabric. It feels good. It looks good. It drapes well. And I'm really someone, I do love my dresses. I love dresses in the summer and I love dresses year round. But anyway, I came across these linen dresses from Ralph Lauren. And since I've had one of his from 2 years ago, which I wear constantly in the summer, I knew that this would be something to invest in. And so I'll provide a link for that dress and a few other linen dresses that he has made available, stripes and solids, short and long sleeve. If you'd like to take a look at those on the show notes, the Simply Luxurious Life / this time it's going to be 15 podcasts because we're doing a rerun of this episode rather than podcast 15. And you'll find it. So the show notes for the links for the dress, the simplyluxuriouslife.com/15podcast. You'll find the links to those dresses as well as a link to the original show notes for this episode. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We have two more rerun episodes in July, and then a brand new episode will debut on Monday, August 10th. As we will be in the middle of the fifth annual French Week, which I am compiling ideas and giveaways and post topics as we speak. All right, let's get to the episode. Seven components of building a signature style. Well, welcome to Monday. I figure one of the best ways to assuage the frustration maybe or the shock of a Monday, especially a Monday after a holiday as we're experiencing here in the States today, is to talk about style or fashion or clothes or going into that closet, finding that oof outfit that you just can walk out the door feeling absolutely confident with. And we haven't done that in a while. We haven't done that since episode 3. So I thought we were well overdue to talk about style. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to share with you seven components of building your signature style. When we did do the podcast that talked about the 10 essential wardrobe items for your closet in podcast 3, a lot of you emailed me and said, okay, that's great. I'll go get those. I'll keep those on my list. But how do I create a signature style. What does that mean? And while I do have blog posts on that, I will have links to those on today's show notes. I wanted to kind of dive even deeper into it. In fact, in my book that is coming out this December in just a few weeks, and you can actually order it now on Amazon if you'd like, I do talk about this explicitly, how to create a signature style. So I want to kind of begin with this concept of why should someone create a signature style? That's great and dandy, but why am I doing this? Why am I doing all this shopping? Now, in the initial stages or the initial steps, everything beforehand, it's going to be full of a lot of effort. You're going to take a lot of time, analysis, and questioning of who you are and what you love and what kind of life you live. But ultimately, it will pay off in dividends in so many ways, and you actually won't be having to shop endlessly once you figure out what your signature style is. So I want to start off with this quote that I actually use in the book by Christian Dior. He simply says, "Simplicity, good taste, and grooming are the three fundamentals of good dressing, and these do not cost money." And he's absolutely correct. So today I'm going to talk about clothing and what kind of clothing you may want, but the key is how you wear them, how you present yourself. What you don't wear is just as important as what you do wear with regards to that simplicity component. Because really what it comes down to is knowing yourself. And that is what it's going to exude. The clothes are simply the accoutrements or the accessories or the details that allow you to shine. And that's our goal today, is to create a signature style, to help you create your signature style so that your best self can be shared with the world, so that you can live up to your full potential, all right? After all, we will all create a different signature style, but creating a signature style is a mandatory ingredient if we are going to create the life we desire to live. A signature style requires each of us to know who we are and to know how to express ourselves honestly and authentically. But it also, when doing that, it allows us to create a life that fits most comfortably with exactly who we are and who we wish to be. And when we know our signature style, some of these pieces begin to fall into together more seamlessly, more effortlessly. But again, we have to do the work up front. And that's, again, what we're going to talk about today. The first step in creating a wardrobe that fits your life is to understand your signature style. Creating it is a very, very personal thing. By definition, no two signature styles are alike. Where you live, your body type, your eye color, your bone structure, your personality. These and many more factors come into play as each of us sets out to distinguish our very own style. However, I will give you some advice that I think sits at the foundation of this. We must embody a style that is true to who we are and what we believe. And this is what penetrates beyond the surface. After all, the clothes we wear are meant to accessorize and complement the life we wish to live, not dominate or become the focal point. With that said, on a little lighter note, I don't know about you, but I have been bombarded with all sorts of sales and end of the season sales and semi-annual sales from department stores and websites and online businesses that I love. And it's so tempting to go want to buy all these beautiful clothing items because they're at great prices. However, if we don't know our signature style, we're going to make some bad decisions. We're going to waste a lot of money. However, these sales are prime opportunities to take advantage of. So when we do know our signature style, we can purchase those designer pieces at a fraction of the price and be absolutely thrilled when they arrive in our closets and we wear them. So that's part of the goal too, is to help us navigate these opportunities as they present themselves to us this season so that we are completing our signature style and not straying from it. All right. With that, let's get started. Number one is find a muse. Now, this is easier to do today than it ever has been. And it's easier to collect these images of inspiration than it ever has been in the past. Whether you have a Pinterest account or maybe you are traditional and old school, and I still do the old school style every once in a while, and you cut out images of actresses or celebrities or anyone whose style is captured in an image that speaks to you, that you gravitate toward for whatever reason. You may not even know the reason, but if you could compile a bunch of these images, and it doesn't even have to be one person, it can be different people. But what I think you'll find when you start doing this is that there's this commonality between all the styles. Maybe they're all bohemian. Maybe they're all very classic. Maybe none of them wear prints. Maybe they all wear pants. Maybe more of them wear heels or skirts or something. You will notice a trend, especially if you keep doing this. And I actually, when I style for my clients online, I ask them, what is your style muse? And this does help me kind of navigate in the direction of a certain style. And I actually create and have my own Pinterest page for my style muses for my clients so that I can really break down what it is they're seeing. It's almost like when you go into a hairstylist and they always say, bring a picture of the hair you want, because sometimes the words you use aren't going to paint the same picture in the stylist's mind as it will yours. And so images are always great. And this will help you determine what your style is. So I highly recommend it. A few of my favorites for me, and I would define myself as a classic, chic, kind of casual dresser. That's my style. So I gravitate towards Jennifer Aniston, Charlize Theron, even Jessica Parker, because she's always very chic. She may not be casual all the time, but she's very chic. I also would gravitate maybe towards Inez de la Forsange or a Carolyn Alt, that French style, that French effortless chic style. But I think, again, this is a simple way for you to get going, to kind of get an idea of who you gravitate towards. And as you get to know your strengths, your physical assets, and your physical, I wouldn't say their weaknesses, but things that you don't want to spotlight, then you can start gravitating even more to people who have similar physical features as you do. And it's not about negatively being discriminatory, but this being discriminatory with regards to who you put in as your style muse is going to help guide you. It's going to be your roadmap. How does she wear dresses if she is only 5'5"? What kind of dresses does she look best in if that's her particular style muse? If you are someone who's very tall, well, how does she wear her pants? Or what kind of blouses look the best on her? Or what does she wear prints? Or does she wear just always wear solids? Why does she do that? And you really can start answering some of these questions as you, again, get to know your body, get to know your physical assets, and become comfortable, more comfortable in your own skin. So the first one is find your muse. Find your muse. Number two is find three descriptors. And I kind of just talked briefly about that number one. But this is where you have to get to know yourself. You have to get to know what you feel comfortable in, what your lifestyle is. And most importantly, you have to understand physically who you are, your body structure, your bone structure, your skin tone, your eye color, your hair color. Really be honest with yourself here, because if you are a redhead, you're going to be able to pull off some amazing colors that a brunette or a blonde wouldn't even come close to. And that's where you want to rock it. You want to knock it out of the park. Pull a Jessica Chastain and wear a magnificent gem tone gown, whether it be green or blue or red. It's how you wear it as well. You've got to wear it with confidence, but it's also knowing what works and looks best on you. All right. So number two, again, is finding those three descriptors. So again, it ties in with number one. You have those people that you've pulled as your style muses. And now let's come up with descriptors or adjectives, even adverbs that describe that style. Perhaps it's classic. Maybe it's more creative or natural or dramatic. Maybe it's simply chic. Maybe it's more casual, or maybe it's very elegant and refined. You'll know when you start pulling those images out. And try it again. Come up with three. Come up with three. Because just because you're casual doesn't mean you don't dress up. Because there's always going to be occasions that will require you to dress up. But like if I'm describing Jennifer Aniston's style, because she loves casual, you're going to find her, and you probably remember a lot of her outfits, her dresses when she's on the red carpet are black. That's a very chic choice. It's very casual because it's very timeless, I guess you could say. It's simple, but it always looks sophisticated, always. All right. So your second job, number two, is to come up with three descriptors that describe your style. Number three is to ignore trends. Ignore trends. A couple of weeks ago, I shared an article that was in the Wall Street Journal, How to Dress Like a Fashion Insider. And I absolutely loved it. The overarching point was that fashion insiders, the stylists, the people that are going to all these runway shows that we see in all those pics actually aren't following the trends. They're observing the trends. They're dissecting the trends, I guess you could say, determining what they're going to put in their magazines. But they each have their own unique uniform. They have to, partially because their jobs are exhausting and they always have to look stylish. So they simplify. They simplify and they create a uniform. So why would anyone follow a trend when it's going to be out of date the next year? The only reason you follow trends is if it's a trend that you can make work from season to season, that will you can rock it because of your body style, your personality, your lifestyle, whatever it is. One of my favorite Francophile books shared a quote with regards to trends, and the book is called How to Be Parisian Wherever You Are, which just came out this fall. But the quote is, if you do find trends, they basically are stating in the book, quote, "You must find the right pieces that you can carry with you throughout the year or through the years." And that's the thing with trends. Trends typically can't do that. But if a trend can, then you can latch on to it. Why? Because you want something that will last year to year. You want something that is going to be high quality. And you want something that's going to look good from year to year. So you're not shopping every single season for the same item again and again and again. Will you have to replace these items because they're going to get worn? Absolutely. But if you're creating a signature style, a uniform, you want something that will stand the test of time. So number three is ignore trends. Ignore trends. Number four is mix high and low items. Believe it or not, those fashion conscious stylists, fashion insiders, writers for Vogue, they are not wearing all top designer clothing items. Yes, they are wearing some, absolutely, and they look fabulous and it's fun to get inspiration from them or just to get ideas of what people can do with clothing. Not that I maybe would, but what someone could, and it's just inspiring to know that there's all sorts of possibilities. But when we create that 10 essential item list for our closet, most of those items are going to be items of quality, things that we invest in. But that doesn't mean that everything has to. You can mix Topshop items or one-of-a-kind finds at flea markets with designer jeans or a skirt from Donna Karan. It's about knowing, again, what works for your body, what complements your skin tone, and what allows you to shine in your lifestyle, whatever your job, your life calls for. And it's not about the labels. It's not about showing off those designer names. It's about using the clothing to let you be at your best, to let you shine. Feel free to mix high and low. I highly recommend investing in quality items for those 10 essential items we covered in episode 3, be it blouses, pants, jeans, sweaters, coats, dresses. You get the idea. But a lot of times you have other fun items that will last if you don't wear them a lot, and they look great with that silk blouse from Donna Karan or that wrap dress from Diane von Furstenberg. Have fun. Mix and match with the high and low items, and you'll be surprised, what will work for your signature style. All right, we've covered the first four components of building a signature style. I'm going to take a quick 1 minute intermission, and I will see you on the other side. Today's episode is sponsored by Thrive Market. What if I told you could get high quality organic and non-GMO groceries delivered to your door for a lot less than you're paying now and help out families in need? That is what Thrive Market makes available to their customers. As a Thrive Market member, you'll get the products you love, and your paid membership provides a free one for someone else in need, like a low-income family, teacher, veteran, or first responder. Thrive Market tailors to over 70 different diets and values, like paleo, to keto, to plant-based, delivering the highest quality organic and non-GMO food. They also offer clean beauty and bath products, pet staples, and non-toxic cleaning products, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. As I was going through the different things that they offer, I was so tickled to find all of Bob Red Mill's products, as it is a product that is made here in Oregon, just outside of Portland, and I enjoy his steel oats every single morning, as well as his flour is my favorite for baking. Yep, Thrive Market has it. As a member, You will save 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices, and their carbon neutral shipping is free on orders over $49. Not only do you get the opportunity to get a deal on your favorite clean organic products, but you also feel great about helping to support families who need it the most. In addition to membership matching, Thrive Market is matching donations to their COVID-19 relief fund dollar for dollar. Thrive Market is working 24/7 to make sure members are getting their groceries delivered as fast as possible. You can learn more about their commitments to customers and membership matching on their website. As a Simple Sophisticate listener, go ahead and try Thrive Market and become a member risk-free. Go to thrivemarket.com/sophisticate. Join today and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit toward your first order. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/sophisticate to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 toward your first order. That's thrivemarket.com/sophisticate. All right, welcome back. We are going to discuss the final three components to building a signature style, but I want to start off the second section with this quote as a reminder that it's not about the clothes as much as it is about the woman wearing the clothes. So this is a quote from Anne Klein. She says, quote, "Clothes aren't going to change the world. The women who wear them will." So again, it's our job to choose the right signature style so that we can live our best lives, but it's ultimately up to the woman wearing the clothes to do something with that confidence that she has created, with that image that she has created, and so on and so forth. So just keep that in mind. So moving on, number five, in order to create a signature style, we must update. And I know that's frustrating. It's like, wait a second, I spent all of this time up front figuring out who I am, my style, my lifestyle, my body, all that fun stuff. It's exhausting. But you're telling me now I have to update? Well, yeah, but this is the good news. This is the good news. You already know what you have to get. You don't have to do any more of the homework. Now, your body may change, your lifestyle may change, and so you will adjust. But if you know you will always need a classic white button-up collared shirt, you can always be on the lookout for a quality item that fits that bill. And when one arrives in the spring collection or the fall collection, and you've already got your money saved up, buy it because you know it will last and you know it works with your signature style. You don't even have to think about it. It's almost like a muscle memory, right? So there's a quote that came from stylist Kate Young, who styles Natalie Portman and Michelle Williams. And she started as an assistant to Anna Wintour. So she does know a few things about style. And she shared this quote in the Wall Street Journal article that I mentioned earlier. She says, "The key to making a signature look work year after year is to be consistent, but not fall entirely into a rut," end quote. And so in order to not fall into a rut, we must constantly be updating, refreshing, maybe adding that new trend that we saw on the runway that we know we can make work for a couple of years. But that's the idea. We're going to keep most of the items that we always have year after year. We're going to have to refresh those items to make sure that they do always look their best. But we also need to be aware of what's going on in the fashion world and recognize what would work well with our body, what would complement what we already have, and bring one or two of those items into our uniform. And that's also the fun part. I know some people don't like shopping, but the key is, again, starting from the beginning, number one, know what our style is. Know what makes us look our best. When we know that, we eliminate so many other possibilities and the choices just become so much easier, so much easier. So number five is update. Number six is find a signature scent. Now, some people don't wear perfume, and that's completely, obviously, a personal choice. But if you do like perfume and you do want to wear it, choose a scent or scents. If you wear a different one during the seasons, as they change, or maybe you wear one, a different one for work and a different one for play, choose scents that, again, adhere to your personal style. Choose a scent you love, choose a quality scent, and then wear it every day, or wear a perfume every day. Now, this is going to take some time. Some people have never done or have found their signature scent, or maybe you have a scent, but it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't smell like you. Your life has changed. It's just not who you are. Or maybe, and then science is kind of interesting, sometimes our lives change what the scent smells like due to hormonal changes or medication we're taking, or if we're under a lot of stress, the perfume used can actually give off a different scent, and it's usually not a good one. So sometimes we have to adjust our scents based on what's going on in our life, in our health, things like that. The key, though, is to experiment. And every perfume will smell different on everybody because of our physicality and our genetic makeup and our hormonal systems and all sorts of fun stuff. So an idea that is suggested is when you do go to the perfume counter or the perfume shop, if you're making your own perfume, is to take a sample home first before buying or investing in a bottle and wear it for a few days. See what it smells like. See what it smells like on your pillowcases, your sheets. See what it smells like on your clothes. And see if you like that, if it speaks to you, if it actually is in tune with the authentic self you want to put out in the world. And have fun with it. Have fun with it. Now, there are four different basic types of scent. And I'll actually leave a graphic up on the show notes to kind of show you what those are and the subcategories of those. What they suggest is that if you take a perfume that you like, ask what type it is. Is it floral, oriental, woody, or fresh? Those are the four different categories. And if you like that one, ask them to find you a handful of other examples from that type of scent, from the floral category, if you're really drawn to floral perfumes. And then again, take one or two home, live with it for a while, and see if you like it. See if you like it. And just knowing that you're wearing a scent that you feel your best in, that makes you, that leaves a piece of you behind when you're gone. And obviously you don't want to overscent, and everyone's sensitive in different ways to scents, but be aware of that. Be aware of that. And it's just a simple thing to do in the morning as before you walk out the door, before you walk out the door in the evening to wherever your plans take you. Add a few spritzes or dabs on your pulse points, either your wrist, behind your ears, on your neck, behind your knee or your elbow. And I think you'll be impressed in the subtle elevation of your signature style. So that's number six, find your signature scent. Last but not least, so we have all these components. We've created our signature style with regards to clothing. We've added our scent. Now it's about our body language. If you have chosen a signature style that you feel comfortable in and that you feel confident makes you look your best, it's going to be easier to stand up straight, to keep your head up, to talk confidently, to look someone in the eye. And that is what seals the deal. That is what will exude your confidence to your employer, your potential employer, a friend, a potential lover, someone who you're wanting to show your best self to. And part of it begins with how you look, how you're presenting yourself. So stop tugging at your clothes, touching your hair or your face. These are all, maybe we don't necessarily feel insecure, but they reveal to someone maybe what we are insecure. And I've been there. And it's a lot of the times, recently, a lot of the times I'm tugging at something is because I'm trying a new pair of Spanx and I've not figured it out. And it's so frustrating. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes we are really insecure in the clothes we're wearing or the way we're wearing our hair, and we are tugging at it or pulling that hair out of our face, and it does exude a sense of insecurity. So be aware of your body language and how that's interpreted by those around you. Because when we are warm with people, when we respect their space but also look them directly in the eye, when we extend a hand or a cheek to say hello, we are telling them we're comfortable with ourselves. And we want to be in that moment with them. We want to get to know them, or we want to have a conversation with them. And again, that is a form of your body language. And it starts with how we take care of ourselves and how we present ourselves to the world. And if we know we look our best, and if we know we're wearing clothes that demonstrate who we are, they reveal a piece of who we are. There's a quote that I shared yesterday on Instagram, and it's so true. Without saying one word, we can have an entire conversation with someone, for better or for worse, based on our signature style. So the clothing that we wear allows us to converse before the conversation has actually begun. That's pretty powerful. It's pretty powerful. So clothes can't seal the deal. I'm not saying that, but they can definitely get things started in the right direction if we choose wisely, if we choose wisely. And now I want to leave you with one last quote about building a signature style. And I will actually leave this quote on the show notes today. You can find all of the notes and links that I've shared here today at www.thesimplyluxuriousLife.com/podcast15. But here's the quote I want to leave you with. A personal style is like handwriting. It happens as the byproduct of our way of seeing things, enriched by the experiences of everything around us. Massimo Viganelli is the one who shared that quote, but he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. What we share with the world is an expression of where we've been, what we care about, and where we want to go. And so when we choose these clothes, it's going to take time, and it does not happen overnight. It's a process. It's a fun process, and it never ends because our lives are shifting. They're constantly dynamic. But if we are honest with ourselves along the way, if we listen to what we're comfortable with and what we're not comfortable with, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. For example, many of you who know me and my work know that I like to wear pencil skirts and heels. And to be honest with you, I mean, I love the look. Love it. I am so much more comfortable in a pair of jeans, a t-shirt, and ballet flats. If I put that on, I can relax and do whatever. I can do whatever. But it's the environment that allows or invites certain clothing. And so therefore I am choosing a professional wardrobe that I feel most comfortable for that particular setting. And I think that's important. We have to know the setting to determine what signature style would work best for us. And all of us are going to be in different settings. So we keep that in mind too, as we're shopping. And that's the fun part. That is the fun part. So to get any of the links, to get any of those items we talked about in today's podcast, visit the blog at www.thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast15. Now, stay tuned for a petit plaisir that deals with fashion and New York City. You don't want to miss it. Since 2013, I have been reminded by my friends and fellow bloggers that I must watch the documentary Scatter My Ashes at Bergdorf's. It came out during Fashion Week in 2013, and it has been on my list, but I have not watched it until just recently. And as someone who is enamored with the Big Apple and loves to shop, but also just appreciates fashion, even though I could never afford anything in Bergdorf Goodman's. This was an intriguing film. So what it is simply a documentary that basically starts with this idea of why Bergdorf Goodman's is the fashion mecca of number one of the United States and maybe of the world, as argued by some designers and celebrities in the film Scatter My Ashes at Bergdorf's. And I highly recommend it for a handful of reasons. Number one, you get to get this idea of why fashion is what it is. Designers such as Oscar de la Renta, Vera Wang, Michael Kors, Diane von Furstenberg, and Rachel Zoe all share their thoughts as to why they love Bergdorf's and why Bergdorf's is the cream of the crop. And then you actually get to hear from the people who work and who run the show at Bergdorf Goodman, from learning the history of that beautiful plaza that sits right there on Fifth Avenue at the south end of Central Park between 57th and 58th. I highly recommend just going and taking in the energy if you are ever in New York City. I have walked through the store and up and down the various levels, and it's just a dream. It's just a dream, and nothing has ever been bought by me in that store, but it is definitely a place to see, a sight of its own. And what is wonderful as well, besides getting to know the fashion and why this place is the mecca of the fashion world, is to see the city, to see New York City, And that is fun as well. So while it did come out in 2013, I highly recommend that you watch it. I'll provide a link to the DVD, but as well to the instant video so you can quickly watch it on your Netflix or Amazon Prime, whichever you have. And if you remember, if you've ever watched Sex and the City 2, the opening scene of Carrie is her walking into Bergdorf Goodman. And that it was one of her favorite places, as we know, but it's been in so many other films from recent days to way back into How to Marry a Millionaire. It's mentioned constantly by various shows. It was in Arthur. It was in Boston Legal. It was in My Name is Barbara with Barbara Streisand. It is mentioned or shown in so many different films because it is an iconic landmark of New York City. This shop was founded in 1899 by Herman Bergdorf, and then later managed and owned by Edwin Goodwin. And it's been handed down since then. And that's part of what the film does too, is that it shows you or talks to you about the history as well, which is always fascinating because I think there's an appreciation that grows when you do get to step through those revolving doors right there on 58th Street. Now, what would have been ideal is to watch this film right there by the Paris Theater there in New York City, which is on 57th Street. And I, again, a little extra petit plaisir. Make sure if you ever in New York City to watch a film in that Paris Theater in New York City, because it shows all sorts of foreign films and documentaries that are fit for us, a small audience, but in a great location in the city. So I will have a trailer of the documentary on today's show notes, www.thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast15 if you want to have a glimpse of what the film's all about. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, a recipe, or from time to time introduce you to an expert who offers insight into how to live simply luxuriously. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up my latest book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self, now available on Audible and wherever audiobooks are sold, as well as in paperback and ebook versions. You can also pick up my first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, which is also available in paperback, ebook, and as an audiobook as well. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog post, the cooking show, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's free weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or cup of morning coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Buongiorno!
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.